Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. It's been a wet year and many crops are behind in the Midwest, including forage crops for livestock. Aaron Berger, the Nebraska Extension Beef Systems Educator, says in his area of Nebraska, along the Sand Hills, many producers may have reduced yield in their meadows.
Also, as I visit with folks, that first cutting was a struggle to get up and yields were less than often they are and quality's a little less. So from an alfalfa production standpoint, we're already a little bit behind. So those things in combination with the fact that many folks used up a little more hay than they normally would in the winter and spring of this year, so not much carryover hay for many folks across the state.
Berger says there's still a lot of summer and fall left. Things could change, but producers should think ahead.
From the first standpoint, if we think we're going to be short on feed, obviously we can reduce forage demand and some options there. I think early weaning calves, maybe if we're backgrounded calves on the ranch in the past, we might want to go ahead and sell those early or get them off the ranch to a different location where they could be grown and not using forages that are part of the ranch. Another thing is early pregnancy testing, both replacement heifers and cows, identifying non-pregnant cows and replacement heifers early, moving those off the ranch so we try to reduce forage demand from the cow herd and from weaned calves can sure be a good option.
Berger says another thing to keep an eye on is hay quality and testing of the hay, as it probably will get put up later than usual. He also adds to look for co-products this summer.
And I think those are going to be potentially a premium for folks as they're looking for something to complement low-quality forage this fall and winter. So folks who can plan ahead and maybe contract some of that, have it on hand.
And finally, the Agriculture Department continues to push the envelope to provide assistance to farmers negatively impacted by this year's disasters. USDA Deputy Secretary Steve Sensky says they're in the process of determining how to establish payments that were a part of the $3 billion disaster aid bill passed by Congress. He says they'll be doing a buy-up on prevented plant acres. The rate will be determined after information is released from the July 15th or 22nd acreage certification.
We have the disasters and doing the assessment of what is the likely amount of damage from all of that, and then getting the total for prevented plant, so then we can make that determination of how much we have to work with in order to top up those the coverage levels. Take it up from 55% up to some other number, whether it's 3% higher or 5% higher.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.